working? Good evening. Welcome to the Josephine County Board of Commissioners weekly business session. Today is June 8th, 2016. It's 5:30 p.m. And if you'll please stand, we'll say with the Pledge of Allegiance. Item 1A, under our administrative actions, approval of resolution 2016-042 in the matter of authorizing the Josephine County Planning Director to initiate a land use application to amend the Rural Land Development Code to provide for regulation of marijuana production in rural residential zones. So this one is one that we are authorizing our planning director to undertake investigation and seeking information in regards to how the marijuana is affecting our rural residences. As you know, many of you do know, because it's been this way a long time, our code allows agricultural enterprises in rural residential areas. In Josephine County, when the Measure 91 was on the ballot, there was no resounding directive from the public as to whether they did or did not want it. It was pretty even. It was only separated by two votes. I can't remember if that was two votes for or two votes against. You remember?
Two votes against.
Two votes against. So there were two votes ahead in regards to allowing it. So being that there was no absolute mandate, it's incumbent upon us to try to get as much information as possible from the public as to how to do this, because we have complaints, many complaints that come in from people in regards to neighbors on rural residential properties with issues having to do with encroachment and traffic and smell and all kinds of things. So, excuse me. Allergy season.
Just a quick clarification. Measure 91 failed in Josephine County by two votes.
Failed by two votes. So we're going to have our planning director and the staff undertake to do some of this research and gather information for us to be able to make decisions in the future. So that is the quick overview on that one. Then moving on, item 1B is Commissioner Hare. This is approval of order number 2016-020 in the matter of administrative policies and procedures for Josephine County for the purpose of conducting business on a daily basis. This is a personnel policy. You know, I didn't think to ask. Our planning director is here tonight. Did you wish to make any statement or presentation on this first item?
No, but I am here to serve the board.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Commissioner Hare.
Yes, I believe this is a recommendation that was provided to the Board of Commissioners from the Elected Officials Compensation Committee through the Budget Committee and finally to the Board of Commissioners for approval and adoption and integration into our personal policy manual. I can read the statement quickly, but it basically says to the effect of keeping elected officials in addition, the compensation of elected officials shall be reviewed annually by the Elected Officials Compensation Committee, who will make an advisory recommendation to the Josephine County Budget Committee, who will in turn make the final recommendation to the Board of Commissioners. This recommendation will be based on comparing fiscal data from comparable elected official positions from comparable counties as defined in ORS 243.746, 4E, with the intention of maintaining the elected official's base salary within 5% of the average of the comparable counties. So the proposal is just to keep it within the comparables of our statutorily provided for comparable counties.
Okay.
And that is both a proviso for adjusting it up or down. It doesn't specify one way or the other.
And this is also parallel to the policy we've already had for people who are not elected in the county, correct?
I don't know that we have a specific policy that keeps it within comparables, but we do in our unions. We have
right.
It's statutorily provided for or comparable counties, and that's based
that's
on population.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry, I didn't state that correctly.
Just the union contracts state
union
those
contracts.
Kinds of things.
Okay, item 1C, approval order number 2016-021 in the matter of reconstruction of the intersection at Hugo Road and Three Pines Road, approving temporary closure of roadway during construction and report and recommendation. Commissioner Hare?
Yes, this is a public works project that has been some years in the making. The proposal is to replace a culvert, and in order to do so, the road would need to be closed in not to exceed 4 weeks. It doesn't restrict people's access to it, just it may be not the most convenient path to go, but it for 4 weeks. There really isn't any other way to do a culvert replacement. It's not like a bridge where we can replace one half of the bridge, part of the project, and have one lane open and then replace the second half of the bridge. This is a conduit of culvert, and it goes under the entire length of the road, and it requires the road to be closed. We noticed the public safety agencies 5 days at least in advance by statute, but we provide 4 weeks of notice. It'll be done sometime this summer. Don't have those exact dates yet until the contract is awarded and the contractor has determined those dates, but hopefully it'll be less. We always do a not to exceed 4 weeks and hope for two would be really, really great. So if they don't experience anything that they didn't anticipate, I think if I remember correctly, it's about 8 feet underneath the surface layer of the road. So it's not like what we did with Foothill Boulevard. I think we did that one, and it was down there a ways. It required a special excavator to get down to get that culvert out. This one can be done hopefully pretty quickly.
Thank you. Item 1D, approval of economic development grant agreement with Rogue Community College Small Business Development Center, known as the SBDC, and the Illinois Valley 2010 Community Response Team, DBA Illinois Valley Community Development Organization, IVCDO. And the IVCDO is an organization that's been around for more than 20 years, is a nonprofit, 501c3, that has a history of community engagement and providing small business development loans in Josephine County. The Small Business Development Center, of course, affiliated with the Rogue Community College, is an advising organization. They do not make grants or loans, but they are an advising organization for small businesses, and many of our small businesses here in Josephine County have benefited from that organization. And these two are working together, and Josephine County is granting funds to them from our economic development fund to the amount of $25,000 per quarter, $100,000 a year, to go to their small loan fund for small loans to businesses in our area in Josephine County. And they have had long-term experience and much success in this program in servicing these loans. And so that what that will do is it will take that money and recirculate it. People can borrow it and repay it. They're relatively low-interest loans, and so consequently businesses that need those pieces of equipment or modernization or updating in their business or even starting a new business, they will be able to get these loans from this organization along with some supervisory and management assistance with their business from Small Business Development Center. Any question? No? Okay.
I had some comments on item 1A before we open it up to public comment.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Commissioner Hare would like to make some comments on which item, Commissioner Hare?
1A. Technical
okay.
difficulties here today. I just wanted to say that I think that there's been there's probably some people here in the audience tonight that want to comment on this item 1A. I think, in my opinion, it's the board doing its due diligence when we have a potential conflict between landowners. We need to explore the code and see about revisions that may be possible. It's we're going to proceed, you know, diligently, slowly. It can't be done overnight. Anybody who's tried to navigate the land use process mm-hmm. knows that. But I know that I have heard from a number of people in the community that have had some conflicts in residential areas and others. We're only looking at residential from the standpoint that there's really not much we can do in exclusive farmland, especially, or woodlot resource. Those designations provide for this agricultural designation of a commodity by the state legislature pretty much outright. And so if there's something that we can do on rural residential, 5-acre minimum in the county, I think that we need to do that to explore those options. At the end of the day, the legislature has said it's an agricultural commodity, and restricting that in any way, in my opinion, without having gone through this whole process, would probably require us restricting other agricultural commodities as well. And so that in there lies the challenge of if you're going to do it for marijuana, you're going to need to probably be able to enforce that for other things. I'm not 100% sure on this, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the board here tonight. I'm just speaking as a commissioner who knows that there's a potential, an existing conflict out there. I think as the a newspaper article said, marijuana grown in Josephine County is not a new thing. Being grown right on property lines or at the front of people's property, that is a new thing. I grew up, was born and raised here, and I don't recall seeing that happen when I was a kid. But I do know that there were back in the back 40, as I said in the article, it typically happened significantly out of sight and out of that conflict zone. The Rural Land Development Code exists to mitigate challenges between property owners. That's the whole purpose, so that, that it's done, development or use of your property doesn't negatively impact or it's mitigated to a degree. We have setback requirements that are for building. It's 10 feet for other things. I think the most recent example, we had an application for a youth camp on a piece of woodlot resource, if I remember correctly. And in that application, there's a stipulation of 250-foot setback for any type of camp-related activities. And that just kind of got my mind thinking of, wouldn't it be nice if there was some sort of a reasonable setback greater than 10 feet for a grow of some size? I don't know if that's possible, even practical, whether it would do any good, frankly. Some of the times that I've seen these conflicts, they're between substantial size grows where it could be, you know, in excess of 1,000 feet, and you're still going to have some of the negative impact to the neighbors that we've heard with smell and some others. So I just wanted to put that out there as something kind of a precursor in conjunction with what Commissioner Walker put out there. We're not making a decision here tonight on the land use element. We're just making a decision as to whether or not we're going to explore this as something that we'd like to take into consideration. So hopefully that was codifies at least some of my thoughts.
Commissioner Heck, yes.
No. The last sentence that Commissioner Hare said is important for us to remember. Nothing is going to be decided tonight as far as who can plant, where can plant, how far can we plant back. None of that is on even being talked about. Do we want to look at it? And that's basically what's being talked about.
I have two things before we proceed tonight, is that I have to declare a conflict of interest, as I do have a medical marijuana grower license. So I'm declaring that for the record. I also have an email that I received from Sharon Allen today, and she says, "Dear Commissioners, please vote yes on the resolution to allow the Planning Department to make regulation on marijuana grows in areas zoned rural residential." So I'm going to enter that into the record. I don't know. Apparently, she would not be able to be here. If she's here, then that's good, but I wanted to enter that in.
And just for clarification on that statement, it isn't up to the Planning Department to make regulations or the Rural Planning Commission.
Right.
It's only the Board of Commissioners, after a fairly lengthy process that has multiple options for appeal, that the Board can make an ordinance in order to regulate. And I guess with Commissioner Walker, I don't have a medical marijuana issue, but I am an investor in an industrial hemp company. But these regulations are not exactly looking at tailored towards that. So I have a potential conflict of interest, but actually not really in my opinion, but I am required to say that.
Well, I will say that a potential conflict because I am also involved in hemp company, although this regulation would not apply to hemp, but I do need to state that as well. So, okay, we're moving on to requests and comments from citizens. Each person will have 3 minutes. Please state your name and your address. You do not need to give a street number, but at least give the town in which you live. If you do not live in town, just live in the outlying area of Josephine County, just say Josephine County. And so I'm going to begin over here on this side. Anyone on this side wish to speak? We have several, so I'll start right here in the front row, and we'll move back, and then we'll come to this side.
Hello, my name is David Stadenrouse. I live in Rogue River Burbridge Drive.
Would you be so kind as to spell your last name in that way?
Yes.
Conclude your time.
S-T-A-U-D-E-N-R-A-U-S.
Thank you.
Very good.
The medical marijuana initiative you have out there, I don't know if initiative is the right word. I believe you're doing your due diligence. You know, I know there's a lot of comments coming back and forth on this, but from my point of view, you need to be out there talking with the people, find out what's going on, and I think you're doing the right thing. I think some people bring up issues just to derail the process, and that kind of bothers me. I've lived here now about 3-4 years, and what I see is a group of people who constantly bring issues up, but there's no point. There's no constructive criticism. There's no, we could do this or come up with some sort of a suggestion. It's nitpick, nitpick, nitpick. And it's really becoming annoying because we actually, there's a lot of citizens out there that want to do the right thing. They want to see the county grow. They want to see businesses grow. Marijuana is now a commercial product. I believe Commissioner Hare was referring to that. We need to start treating it like a business and stop. The things going on is like it's some sort of a right. Maybe at some point it was a right. It's not a right anymore. It's actually something that can be taxed, and it's a commercial product. And people who don't want to embrace that, it's going to happen. Taxes, what do they say? Death and taxes. Those are the two things that are always going to happen. If someone who thinks who's going to derail that process, they're not even sane. Because in today's environment, you will pay your taxes. The government will regulate what's going on, especially when it comes to some sort of a product that can intoxicate you. So what my point is if you are objecting, you want to see some sort of difference in the way marijuana is going to be handled in this county, then step up to the plate. Stop nitpicking. Join some sort of a committee and help come up with a process that makes everyone happy, that's good for the county, that's good for whatever your priorities are, so that we can actually start moving forward as a county and stop with this idea of we have a bad county out there. We do not. This is a great place to live. Boatnick is a perfect example of it. People come from all over. They visit. The boats are here. It's a great environment to be in. And I just feel shamed by some of the people who bring these things up, but they have no point. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, on this side again, next row. Next row, Mr. Ford.
Larry Ford, 136 Ferry Road, Grants Pass. The culvert replacement at Hugo Road in Three Pines is something like Commissioner Hare said, we was talked about probably 2 or 3 years ago. It's a shame that these projects take so long to get through the process that's involved with them to go forward. Perfect example of why we don't want to take our road funds that we have in, we have set back for emergencies and give them to the sheriff, and then we'll have two departments that don't have funds. The second thing is on the, I think it's going to be very important when we start talking about regulations on either medical or recreational or hemp on the rural residentials. Some of the problem is going to be, I think setbacks are one of the things that people have talked about. The unfortunate thing is you can't, all the R5s in Josephine County are not square. We have some out in our area that are probably four times longer than they are wide. They were some that were done back probably in the late 70s, and they're not going to conform to a pattern. So that's going to be a challenge. And I think the other big challenge is going to be the ones that are already putting in greenhouses or whatever, and they're probably not permitted. And So what are we going to, have to, you know, are they going to be grandfathered in? So it's a long process, and it's going to be very complicated, but I think you're doing the right thing to move forward on this process. Thank you.
Next row. Yes, sir.
Hi, folks. My name's Shane Kristen. I live in Williams. There's a couple of things. What first comes to mind was there was some kind of inkling that you might want to tax medical for the county. I would suggest that you look at your own family and ask yourself, would you like your relative's medication taxed? Think about that. The other thing is these setbacks. You know, we worked really hard and got cannabis categorized as an ag product. You have ag setback rules in place. I believe it's 35 feet for an ag building of any sort. What you might really want to think about is dark sky lighting. You know, light pollution can be an issue. I like to look at the stars. I don't like telephone calls to the local fire department for no reason because somebody's got their greenhouse blazing. Dark sky is a good idea. As far as smell, I really think you need to delineate the source. Is it the plant? How many months out of the year does it reek? Or is it because the people that grow smoke every day and you can smell it? I think you need to delineate the smell. What else was it? You know, you're not going to get any encouragement from me to infringe on patient rights. The devastation that's taking place next door in Jackson County, the litigation that came up from it, that's going to further, you know, this county doesn't have any money to spend on litigation. People are going to stand up against you if you move forward in this. You know, two of you have already stated that you may have conflict of interest. I beg of you, do the work, lay the foundation, recuse yourself from any decision to implement. Let that be for the next troops that come in. I appreciate the time to speak to you. I would appreciate your understanding of my words. I'm trying to be constructive. I'm not trying to slam anybody up there. I want you to do something good for this county, for me, and for yourselves. Thank you for this time.
Just one thing for clarification. We aren't proposing a tax on medical marijuana because we can't. We will not do that. The state prohibits it, so that's not even a discussion. So, thank you. Okay, next row, I think right here, the lady with the glasses.
Hello, Suzanne Dosimo, Josephine County.
Pull the microphone down.
Yeah, there you go.
What was your name again?
Suzanne Dosimo, Josephine County. First, I'd like to address Mr. Hare that you said you didn't see this as a kid. Well, the people did not vote to legalize it back then. It's legal now, and you're going to see more of it. And so that's one reason you didn't see it as a kid. As far as the stinky plants go, it is a flower. And there are some kind of shrub cedar plants. I don't know the name of them, but they're all over town. They smell like dog urine. They're disgusting. They're not illegal. Also, during burn season, there is burn smoke smell, which is toxic and burns my eyes and throat. We don't you know, put regulations on that, really, other than you can't burn when it's not burn season. Master brand cabinets. Every time I drive by there, I have to hold my breath from the toxic smell. There's a lot of smell. This is not toxic. I personally have cancer patients that were stage four, given 8 weeks to live. They're 3 years perfectly healthy now. I'm a certified holistic health consultant, so my job is to grow medicine and help people to live their lives. I have two doctors referring seizure patients to me because people that have had grand mal seizures and been on opiates their whole life are now not having seizures as a result of what I do. I purchased that property to grow. From day one, 3 months before I moved in, my neighbor, who happens to be Sharon Allen, is the most negative, talk about nitpicking, person I've ever met. She stormed down my driveway long before she knew what I did and was complaining about, you name it, where I was putting my fence, where I parked my car, everything I was doing. All of my other neighbors know what I do, and they have been completely supportive of what I do. And actually, two of them have asked me to grow for them. So she would be surrounded by other grow sites, but I declined to do that because I'm focused on what I'm doing. So she has a vested interest, since you mentioned her statement, because her septic happens to be on my property. And from, like I said, day one, a year before I grew there, she has been just trying to get me out of there one way or another. And this was the last thing. Now I grow and it stinks. So is that my time?
Yes, that's your time. Thank you.
Just one in closing, what we're doing is saving people's lives. That overrides the stink.
Anyone in the last row? Rika?
Rika Brown, 1415 Southwest Bridge Street, Grants Pass. I just wanted to point out that people should not get real upset yet. Let's let the regulations get written, and then we can start picking them apart. But to bring up rumors of what might happen to this or that or the other, it's fairly useless and kind of irritating, especially to the commissioners. And this is what we did with the city council, and it did not turn out well, is to go to the meetings way ahead of the matter that is being decided to talk about what we'd read in the paper and not actually have read the ordinance, and we're not attacking it. We should have waited until the time came to actually vote on the ordinance, to gather comment on the ordinance, and not warn them out with a month of comment before that. So I ask my fellow commenters to please refrain, except for suggestions on what might be actually good regulation, such as dark sky. Thank you.
Anyone else on this side? No? Okay, this side. Dale Matthews?
Dale Matthews, Grants Pass. So the IVCDO is going to get some more money. Before you give the IVCDO any more money, their promise to produce, with economic development money, more jobs, which is the prime reason for economic development money, should be proven. They said that they were going to create 90 full-time family wage jobs from putting a plaque on a rock. I want to know how many full-time family wage jobs they have produced. Have you asked? No, You haven't asked them that. They said that they would produce up to 214 full-time family wage jobs from putting two wheelchair ramps in a state park. How many full-time family wage jobs did they produce? Have you asked? No, you haven't asked them. You're just going to give them more money, and that's their reward for not telling the truth. Your reward for not telling the truth is a potential pay raise based on comparator counties, and it doesn't have to be compared. It does not have to be compared by population. It can also be compared using other means. I suggest that what we also compare it to is how many commissioners in other counties have been found guilty by the Oregon Government Ethics Commission of violating the law. And that should have an effect on whether these county commissioners get a raise. I suggested at the Elected Officials Compensation Committee, I was the only civilian there, that if you're going to give merit pay raises, which was also brought up, that we consider demerit pay lowering. Because when commissioners have been found guilty of lying, when they've lied straight to us, when they read from a piece of paper that didn't say that, when they said that certain things didn't happen in a meeting that did happen in a meeting, when they cut off the microphone when someone was trying to present the facts of the case so that people couldn't hear it, that's despicable behavior. It's unethical. No, we're not unethical, says Keith Eck. No, you've just found guilty of ethics violations. There's not too many other definitions of that. Why, no, it's really nothing. Yes, it's something. Why, we just said that we wanted other matters from commissioners. You're not allowed to do that. You were told you're not allowed to do that. That's part of the law. You're not allowed to do that because then you could discuss anything that you wanted to, which you did. I didn't see the records. I didn't need to because the OGEC did see the records. They said that during that time, other matters from commissioners, you were discussing things you weren't supposed to be discussing. Why, it's nothing, says Keith Eck. Yeah, nothing.
Anyone else on this side? Yes, sir.
Tony Metten, Wolf Creek, Oregon. Been sitting here listening to the comments and then the commissioners and everybody. One thing I noticed is about everybody there arguing about, oh, what should we do with marijuana? I tell you right now, Wolf Creek's going to do whatever they want with marijuana. Commissioners can't regulate Wolf Creek. We won't listen to you, just like you don't listen to us. And like certain commissioners complain that people are outside waving signs. Well, all I can say about that is knock it off, Rika. If you want people to do what you want them to do, you need to listen to them first. Thank you.
Next row. In the back. The sir with the red hat.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, commissioners. Dan Lochran, Williams, Oregon. I am here about your
proposal. Excuse me, would you repeat your last name again?
Loughran. Lochran.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
I'm concerned that we're here meeting about a potential to go forward for an ordinance and then that you, Commissioner Walker, they're going back out into the policy and the procedure end of it before we're doing any of it. You're going out into the community to take in the concern of the community. My largest concern is that you will not be here for the repercussions of your community meetings, that you're falling out of your position as a commissioner. Second to that is Mr. Heck, who may or may not be sitting on the commission, depending on the November election, and Mr. Hare, who has already admitted that you have a conflict of interest. So we have three commissioners standing in front of us who are going to make policy for something that could be very long-reaching that won't be here for the repercussions of it. You keep going about this, calling this marijuana. That's a slang term. This is cannabis. I don't slang anybody else's medicine. Oh, you're on Lipitor. Oh, you've got this, you got that. No. This is medical. We're confusing the issue between medical and recreation. rural residential property should be allowed to have your own medical grow on it. And if you need to have other people on your property because they don't have it, that's fine. You already have offsets in place. 10 feet off the sidelines, 30 feet off the front property line, they're already there. Enforce them. You don't need to make new rules that won't be enforced. I understand. Recreational should not be on rural residential. That's a commercial venture, and it should have its appropriate place and its appropriate regulations. But medical, for me personally, or my friends, or my patients, is between us. You have no business stepping in here. None whatsoever. You already have it. You're trying to put in higher fences, bigger setbacks, more restrictive. That isn't going to help this county go economically anywhere. You're going to set us back. Commissioner Heck, you were at the Williams Library when I posed this exact question to you. Do you remember it? What is your future vision for Josephine County? And do you remember your answer? Well, timber's dead. You had just been elected. And I said, how about the other green crop in Williams? I'm not talking about anything illegal. Your exact answer to me. Now you're on a different boat. Now you're sitting there going, well, we may need to do something about this because we have complaints. I grow lavender also. It smells. Are you going to regulate that? I have neighbors that spread their pig manure all across the fields. It kind of smells. You going to regulate that? You start getting down into nitpicking about what you can and can't do on the property, there's a reason why I moved to Josephine County. There's a reason why I live in Williams. There's a reason why I'm here today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Mark Seligman.
Mark Seligman, Selma, Oregon, 21-year resident. Good evening, commissioners. I want to read a little statement, and then I have something to say. I handed out this growers and patients' rights. Josephine County commissioners are attempting to regulate medical marijuana grows on RR5 properties, more restrictive than state law. This will hurt growers and patients alike. It will also hurt the local economy. It should be noted that Commissioner Hare and Walker are also medical growers, hemp, for financial gain on exclusive farmland. They have been partners. These restrictions will help them by restricting available supply. This truly represents a conflict of interest. Commissioner Walker has made it clear she is against medical grows on RR5 properties for sale or commercial use, which is legal by Oregon law. Please let us join together to protect growers and patients' rights. Furthermore, why develop an ordinance prior to public input? It is clear county commissioners have their own agenda, and growers and patients must make it clear we are opposed to these restrictions. Regarding smell, the appellate court has ruled smell is subjective. Now, when I said Commissioner Walker is against medical grows on RR5, I will quote from Cheryl Walker. It is my opinion that growing marijuana for sale or any commercial purpose should not be allowed on rural residential zone properties, only personal use grown there. Marijuana grown for sale or other personal use should be grown in farm and forest zones. Hope this answers your question. Her next statement is, if medical is for personal use, limited number of plants, and not for sale, in my opinion, it would be okay. However, to grow medical marijuana for other patients, plant numbers times number of patients equal higher number of plants would be other than personal use and should not be allowed. Let me point out that many people sell their medical growers and they sell their excess to dispensaries. This is not illegal by state law. My problem is we have the previous statements by Commissioner Walker. We have the fact that she's engaged in a business venture for medical marijuana. Clearly she has a conflict of interest. I'm glad she pointed that out. But the reality is still this way. What will the county do? What kind of restrictions will we have? Will we eliminate people because they're too many feet from setbacks? We may not ban RR5 growing, what we can do is box people out so they cannot grow. So there will be other places for people to share their opinions other than tonight, like Williams tomorrow night. I urge all Josephine County citizens who are here tonight and are watching on television to come to all of these meetings and realize that these county commissioners have already said they're going to develop an ordinance. They haven't had your input, and now they're going to get your input, and I assume most people will be opposed to what you're planning. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm Harold Stock. I live out on Monument Drive in rural Josephine County. I've lived here for about 3 years. Seems that I really became confused sitting here listening to people tonight, because a lot of these people are talking about medical marijuana, and a lot of them are talking recreational marijuana. When I moved to this county 3 years ago, I knew that there was medical marijuana laws. I knew it was available down here. I don't use medical marijuana, but I knew it was available. But I didn't have three grows in my neighborhood, which I do now, or soon will have, as soon as they get up and operating. On the road that I live on, it's a easement road that serves 26 properties. I now have a black tarp, approximately 10 feet high, maybe a little over, that is encircling less than an acre. But I would estimate there will be at least probably 100 plants grown in that little acreage. I don't think it's medical marijuana, because it wasn't there up until maybe 2 months ago. It is there now. I have concerns about these types of places in rural residential areas, RR5s, as you call it. I have concerns that it's going to decrease property values. I mean, I'm concerned that it's going to increase crime, and it certainly isn't anything that I like to look at when I drive down my drive. I'm not concerned about the smell. So you guys have, I think, a very tough job ahead of you. And I applaud you for listening and taking as much as you can into effect before you make any decisions. But I think that you do have a due diligence to look into this matter. I believe in freedom. I believe in personal freedoms. But there comes a time when the people take upon their freedoms beyond a reasonable manner. And that's why we have government and we have controls. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Anyone else on this side? Okay. Yes, sir. Back row.
Mark Collier, Josephine County. Recently you had the and I'll get back to the marijuana because everybody's on it, the elected office compensation committee. It was combined of or comprised of the three of you to make a recommendation to the three of you. One of the comments by Commissioner Heck was that some of the comments came out were vile and from strange places. And I just, after listening to Ms. Goodwin, I thought, holy cow. And if you look at the number of people that watched this whole presentation on the internet, it was three times as many as there were here in the audience. And they watched the entire thing, because there's a clicker that says who watched the whole thing, that you find the comments on vile and from a strange place. And I come to you to tell you that most of the people in a conservative manner identified with her comments, and through the thousands of members of Facebook pages that say, okay, what is it she said, they were reading her letter to the editor, and they wanted it printed by the Courier. Instead, the Courier says that she was bashing the rest of the committee. We didn't find it that way. We found it cogent, accurate, to the point, on point, and it just made sense that we should base the raising the level of your pay based on several factors in the county: how much we make, how much we have to give to you, how many times we've told you you don't have any more, why we shouldn't give a raise. One of the reasons that you said you should give a raise was they found that Commissioner Hare was a mentor to the other two. Now, fine, have a mentor role. But if you have something like that, what is the measure of the mentor? And the fact is that one candidate, Commissioner Heck, finds himself in a dead heat with someone coming from somewhere else and can't sustain himself. Commissioner Walker finds herself one day after the deadline that says there are no more people can run, the deadline for the cutoff, and one day before she has to spend $350 for the voter pamphlet fee and says, I'm out of the race. You disappear. In the aviation world, the comment would be, Ms. Walker, radar contact lost, resume own navigation. You're gone. You're a lame duck. And you're going to be the person that goes out to the committee, to the county, and with these four meetings, you're going to be taking this input, and Commissioner Heck is not there. It's like, who's representing what here? How did you get picked to be the voice of the people when you're the first one to quit? And the other individual can't even make it off first base. And that's the measure of effectiveness by we raise the value, raise the pay. I don't get it. It was neither vile nor from a strange place. The comments come from that what wells up among us that says, you guys can't make a recommendation. Sitting here the other night with two other strangers, Brumbaugh, who's exceeded his authority through all the negotiations here and continues to push this stuff. And it's just amazing. That's where you get the vile and strange, is that we don't buy it anymore. It's the same old stuff.
Anyone else wish to speak over here? Yes.
My name is Jean Peters, and I'm from Grants Pass. And I did write down a few notes. Simon, where did you grow up at that you never smelled marijuana here? Because if you grew up in Selma or in Illinois Valley, I can assure you there were backyard growers. I had it growing up my tomato plant. All right? Everyone did it. Just because it just now recently became legal doesn't mean it wasn't happening. The second one is, I agree, Cheryl, I don't know why you're here. You have no business even bringing anything up because you're not going to be here. And to vote on anything without having any repercussion is pretty much setting us up. And you've already proven, all of you have proven that you can't be trusted. Simon, you were working with the ONC funds. And you dropped the ball on that by going out and getting drunk. That is what paid for our sheriffs back in the day. That was our funding for our Josephine County protection. And you were too busy going out and having a good time and dropped the ball. You wanted to make it to where anybody could drive by somebody's property and complain. It didn't matter if they lived here. All they had to do was say, I didn't like that. I don't like it. And you are going around where? To people who are complaining about medical marijuana or medical growers, but you haven't talked to anyone who is growing and saying, yeah. You've got people who were granted, you know, kind of like what you would call hippies, getting into business, making their dreams come true, doing what they love. And now you're trying to take it away from them because you want who you want to be growing. Not them. You want to put them back into the hole that they were in. I see them rising above, and you want to push them back down. This is our poor making a difference in everybody's life. They're curing people. They're helping people. They're getting involved in the community. We have one that is running that is now involved in politics. I can't remember if it was the Senate or Congress. I wasn't sure which one, but I am so impressed with that. We're going to vote you guys out because I can assure you there is more of us than there is of you. And thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Anyone else? I think this gentleman over here. Did you want to speak? Okay.
Just a moment.
You'll need to speak into a microphone. So if you'd go over there with her, you can't. How about here? Just stand. He doesn't come out.
Okay, if you just speak this direction.
Very awkwardly, this will just have to suffice.
Yeah, that will actually work out better.
Okay.
Because she doesn't need it. No. She says, thank you for your time to listen to me. Having grown with
what is your name, please?
This doesn't go on her time, right?
No. What's her name?
Angela.
Panks, thank you.
Josephine County.
All right.
Great.
Go ahead.
So I've been growing for patients for cancer, for fibromyalgia, and for rheumatoid arthritis that is helping. They come to our farm, and they help, and they take care of the plants. And it's amazing medicine for what it's doing, all the good that it does for their life. It gives a lot of local jobs, brings a lot of love into our family, and to our farms, and to our community. And it's so sad to see people all over the state coming here to take over and take wreck. Says they don't even know what they're doing. They're just trying to take over and throw a bunch of money. And she says the quality of medicine is not medicine. She says they have to do it right. She says it takes a lot of experience to know what you're doing. It takes a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears. It's just, I put everything into what I do. I invest everything that I get, all my money, all my time. Everything goes back into it. She says, just to build it up. She says, now you're wanting to shut us down. After all the hard work, the work on my hands, I mean, look at how dirty and nasty and hard they are. She says, I own that right to have this business. I've been building it. I've been building my foundation and helping the right people that are sick, that they're legit. Says I give them jobs. I give deaf people and people with hard of hearing jobs. I give people in my family, people that can't do anything, a better quality of life. Please don't take that away from us. Says please leave OMP alone. Says thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Says
my husband can talk now.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Please state your name.
I'm going to stand over. Well, I guess I should just. That's awkward because I have to interpret at the same time.
Did you? Well, you wanted to sign for her while you're talking?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Yeah, she can stand here so she can see you. All right.
My name's Jared Panks, Josephine County. I grew up here. I've been here since 1983. My grandfather raised me here on the Apple Gate. This is my home. I've been around marijuana my entire life, since we were kids. I remember going into the middle schools and seeing it around, kids talking about it, their parents growing up. I'm very happy to say that some of those kids growing up in those families that were growers are very, very responsible people. They're good people. Myself, I'm a paramedic. I'm a fireman. Did it for 16 years. Spent 5 years on hotshot crews, flying all over the country fighting fires. I was a structural firefighter, and I was a paramedic. I worked with deaf people. That's where my passion's from. I grew up here farming. I've done my research, and I believe, and with every bit of my heart, that this helps. I quit my job to come back home to give my grandfather a chance at life. He had PTSD from World War II. He had the front of his boat blown off. I mean, he was there at Pearl Harbor all the way through the war. You know, he didn't think he was going to make it through. I can't imagine the dreams that he's had, the cancer that he'd been fighting over the years, and how long the VA took. They basically killed him. When it started, it hadn't spread. 2 years later, when he got the permission to go see a doctor, they already had to remove his jaw. He was 91. He died. Everything that I was doing was to grow so I could give him a better quality of life and death. So where he wasn't all drugged out, he wasn't drooling, he could have a life. People forget that this is medicine. I don't care. There's no such thing as rec. There's only tacks. That's all there is. Aspirin for your headache or for your cramps or for whatever it is, your blood pressure, your heart, it's medicine. You can't say that this plant has no medical value. There's only OMMP. There shouldn't be rec, really. Give it to the farmers. You know how hard it is to grow 98 plants? It's hard work. It takes a team. It takes a family. Give it back to the communities.
It's been here the whole time, since I was a kid. I remember going out to all the fairs and smelling it and seeing it. I'm sorry. Back in the 80s, this place was heaven. Now, I see meth. I see drug addicts. I see the worst of the worst coming to our county. What's it have to do with? None of it's marijuana. It's all medication-based. Free OMMP. Don't hurt us. This has been our life's work, and it's in our culture. You can't take that from us. You'll never be able to take it from us. You can't take someone's culture and write it in law, because we can fight that. We don't want to fight. We want to help. If you want help writing the right laws,
that was your...
I want to help do it right. I want to lead Jackson County, or
your 3 minutes are up.
Josephine County? Jackson County's a mess. I want Josephine to do it the right way and be the example.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One question for you, sir. How do you sign fibromyalgia?
F-I-B.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was going to guess that, but I wouldn't.
It's short.
Yeah, I got you. I'm just curious. Man.
Thank you. Anyone else? I will say that's a first, and we appreciate that. And I want people to understand that we appreciate anyone coming in, and we'd be glad to accommodate. So thank you. Okay, I think that was the last. Okay, I'm going to bring it back to the board.
Madam Chair, I'm going to start with the last comment. I don't think we're anticipating to take this away. We don't have the authority to do that. That's not really what we're talking with the medical or recreational, actually. Either one of those would have to be referred to the voters. We don't have the authority at a board level because the election of Measure 91 was so close. Some counties, like Klamath County, have that 5%. It failed by more than 5%, so they have the authority to do it. A lot of them are actually referring it to the voters anyway. Somebody that I was talking to said, well, it may have failed, and all three elections in Josephine County dealing with marijuana have failed with cannabis. The last one being the closest, it's 17,313 opposed, 17,311 for. And so we've never actually definitively, as a people, said this is okay. We've also had a non-binding question about it, about cannabis. And forgive me, but I don't exactly remember what we asked or what the outcome was of that, but we can get that. That was pretty definitive. I think it had to do with taxation, and it was in favor of taxation. So that's something else we will likely be referring this November, is a 3% tax. I just think that we do need to go through these motions, and even if we find ourselves coming up with really nothing that we can do or should do, we at least went through the exercise and explored the option. Nowhere else in Oregon is dealing with this issue the same way that this county is, in my estimation. Jackson County has an outright ban on agricultural commodity production on rural residential property. I don't think that's what we're aspiring to. I know that isn't what I'm looking to try to achieve. Just because the people in the audience today were speaking on one side or the other, that is not an indicator to me exactly how the community feels. And this board is really interested in knowing how the county voters feel, at least. We've referred more non-binding questions to the electorate than any other board, probably in the state or certainly in Josephine County's history. So we do want to know. I think it's appropriate that we'll finish this process before the end of either one of their terms, whether they get reelected or not. So it's absolutely appropriate. If you had to stick around, you know, to see the life of whatever it is that we've done, everything we deal with, we inherited mostly as a board. There's no commissioners around to say, you know, Commissioner Haugen, you were here in 1987 or 76 when land use was applied by the state. So that's not exactly how the board works. We work on the best policies that we can and refine those, and future boards have the discretion to change those. There's really nothing this board can do to bind any future county commission to most of anything. And I think it's really important to have that public input, and I appreciate Commissioner Walker reaching out to the community to do so. She is a liaison to planning, and this is where this whole process will be facilitated, is in the planning department. So it's absolutely appropriate that she would facilitate this. I expect that if I'm unable to attend or Commissioner Heck is unable to attend, that the information will be codified, that's brought back to this board to provide for good input on this, the development of a potential regulation and stuff. There'll also be, I believe this goes through the Rural Planning Commission. Any proposed ordinance adoption has to go through the Rural Planning Commission. That's one phase. Then it comes to the Board of Commissioners for a very similar de novo hearing before that's before anything is enacted. And so there'll be public comment at both of those processes if something is brought forth. I actually really appreciate Ms. Brown's comments about, I'd really appreciate the things of the skylight, dark skylights. That's constructive. The proposed setback, that's just a proposal. I don't even know what it's going to look like. It could be a fence height restriction. Right now, the county requires a permit on anything over 7 feet. The state requires a fence that has to be 8 feet. Maybe it's a pretty good idea, maybe it's a bad idea, that we restrict the level of a permit to accommodate a state regulation. I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea that everybody's supposed to be getting a permit for these fences so that they're investing money that's on their property line. There's really nothing that we shouldn't be talking about, but that just because we're talking about it doesn't make it a regulation. And it concerns me for people who get pretty excited about even having a conversation where they get to espouse the positives of what we're doing right now. Here's an opportunity for you to talk about all the great things, and instead this board just constantly hears all the negative things associated with this. So take it as an opportunity, not as something necessarily negative. I think that's really unfortunate about the pessimism of these processes that we're required to go through, much very similar to the elected officials' compensation, election compensation. We don't have a choice, Mr. Collier. The state statute is very clear. Who makes this recommendation? I can't appoint 3 people, 5 people to go make this decision. It wouldn't really matter because it'd have to come back to this board, and we're just setting up a process. This board is not being impacted by this policy decision at all. And as it was stated earlier, 2 of these members may or may not be here to ever experience any kind of an elected official's compensation adjustment to the Board of Commissioners' salaries. So who better to make this recommendation, studying it in policy, people who may not even ever have an opportunity to benefit. So I think those arguments kind of cut both sides. I could talk for a long time, but I think that there's going to be an opportunity to address the marijuana cannabis element. I'm a slow learner. I apologize. I'll get to that. The aspect of a conflict of interest, it's really important to listen to what people say. You're correcting marijuana from cannabis. I'm correcting a potential conflict of interest to a conflict of interest. Conflict of interest, and I would have to recuse myself. If there's a provision of any kind of a regulation where my investment, very small and never a likelihood that I'll actually see any fiscal benefit from that, might result in that, I will recuse myself. And if I don't, you have a provision within the state ethics to challenge that decision. So I think we can put the potential conflict of interest that I'm required to say, but I don't believe that that's going to impact my ability to make a decision on this, on any kind of a proposed ordinance dealing with this cannabis issue. And that's what I have to say.
Just, I'd be happy, Mr. Collier, to have you explain to me after the meeting, not now, but afterward. You made the statement that Commissioner Heck is not there, so I'm not quite sure what that means. So I'd be happy to entertain that. Also, that the ability to sort of slosh over lines of fine demarcation, alleging that I made the comment that Peggy's comments were vile, that's just egregiously ridiculous. So,
sir, you had your 3 minutes. Please, Mr. Collier. Mr. Collier.
I said we can talk afterward. That would be great. So I said, The other one, too, that's if one dares comments on the ethics situation, then you're off automatically, you know, stepping into some big landmine. The Ethics Committee, yes, they did find me guilty of three charges. One charge said that over the advice of our legal counsel, I did certain things. Number two, over the advice of our legal counsel, or in accordance with the advice of our legal counsel, I did certain things. Number two, in accordance with the advice of our legal counsel, I did certain things. Three, in advice of our legal counsel, I did certain things. The thing that I did was, as I was the board chair at that year, on the agenda, it says items 1, 2, 3, 4, said executive session. Okay, executive session had, you know, talk about XYZ's business. Number two was paint color on the roof. Number three, other matters. And the other matters had been on the agenda for an untold number of years. They could not really find exactly how long, but it had been there for a number of years. Mr. Matthews, do you mind? I am talking.
Yes,
I didn't
please.
Interrupt your...
You didn't hear it, but everybody be quiet. The public comment period is closed. Commissioner Herrick.
And so the comment was made that we went and did something else. Nothing. I mean, they found that I had a comment that was not on the agenda. Okay, good. I was following the advice of legal counsel. I probably should have. I don't know how, you know, but anyway. Yes, they found it, and they are going to have issued me a letter of instruction. That was the consequence of it. It's not the idea that anybody has gone out and tried to turn $5 into $5 million on your backs. It was just that was the confusion as far as other matters from commissioners. Okay. I put my letter that I received from the State Ethics Board. That's online. You can check it out. You can read a whole dialogue if you want to read it. It's on there. I'm not ashamed of that, for crying out loud. I don't want to own up in a public place some of the things worse I might have done in a public situation. But yet, on the other hand, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is sort of a 0.4. Was it a smart thing to do? I don't know. I didn't know any better at that time. I was following the advice of legal counsel, and it was done. Okay, it's done. It's over. It's not like anybody has gone out and has told bald-faced lies about people and done whatever else. That's just the way it was. But anyway, if you want to look at the legal paperwork, go on the county's website, and you can look up the charges and the declaration from the state ethics board. I would hope that would end this idea that we are some big ethics violators. No, but anyway, we'll let that one go. Done on that one. That's fun. I'm done.
I'd just like to remind people that are here in regards to the resolution that we have on here tonight regarding the marijuana. And I know someone took issue with the fact, you know, marijuana being a slang term. We have to use that term because that's what's used in state law. So in order for us to be in compliance and to be able to legislate parallel or in addition to any state regulation, we have to use the terminology that is used in the law. So that's the term we will use. Also, I would like to point out in this resolution the statement that says, whereas the board has determined that it is in the best interest of the citizens of Josephine County to review and examine options for potential regulation of marijuana production in rural residential zones. That is the whole purpose of this tonight. We've not made any decisions. The comment that we will not be able to make decisions because we're either not going to be on the board or we're short timers or whatever the terminology that was used, it is appropriate for us to do so. I will be here until next January. And I have a job to do that I'm being paid to do. And sometimes there are things that I may not actually agree with, and I'm not referring to this issue at all, but there are other issues I may not agree with. But it's my job to put those issues out there, to investigate them, to get information, and to provide the opportunity for the public to comment. That's why we've set up the four meetings, the one tomorrow night in Williams, one next week in Wolf Creek,
one the following week right here, and another one then a fourth week out in Cave Junction. So having those meetings, and someone said this is, you know, having the meetings after you've already written the ordinance. We've not written an ordinance. That's what we're asking planning to do, is to collect information, to provide information. And part of that is for me and the other commissioners, if they so choose, to join me at these meetings, because they've been publicly noticed that we can all be there, is to gather information. That's the whole purpose of it, is to gather information so that that information can go to our planning department so that they can use that also in trying to draft any potential ordinance. In the end, there may not be one. We may find that that's not necessary. And I know that the people who are out there growing and trying to produce, and wholesalers and all the people trying to make a living in the industry, it is a terribly confusing time, because the state, almost every day I get something new from OLCC or Oregon Health Authority that here's a new rule. Here's a temporary rule. Well, what happened to the other rule? You know, it's very confusing for people. And we have tried not to add to that. We have been doing a lot of study, a lot of attending meetings, a lot of information, trying to put together a plan for us to go forward so as to facilitate the industry in Josephine County. Josephine County, on the record of the state, is the number two producing county in the state of Oregon. I think I would refute that, but that's what the state records show. And unfortunately, because we can only tax, the state only taxes, the recreational portion, and they're going to be distributing that after next year. Right now it's distributed on population. After next year it's going to be on the number of retail, amount of retail sales. Our county is not big on the retail sales. We don't have a lot of retail outlets. Those are all in Washington County, Multnomah County, and Marion County, all the counties in the northern part of the I-5 corridor. So that's where the money will go. So we're trying to facilitate an industry that will be successful here in our county that will be able to supply those areas. And I have talked to people already about changing the way that's allocated, because it's not fair to us who produce a lot of marijuana to be sending all the tax up north just because that's where all the retail sales occur. What about the wholesale? What about the production, the marketing, and the processing, and all the wholesaling that we do here? So we're trying to find information to go forward. And as I said, we may or may not have an ordinance once we get the information. And I also encourage people to attend these meetings. The exact times and locations are on the county website. But tomorrow night is in Williams, 6:30, at the Williams Grange. The one next week is in Wolf Creek, at the Wolf Creek Community Center. They're all at 6:30. This one's also at 6:30. So go on the website to get the location, the times and locations of the one in Cave Junction, because I don't remember that one. So, but I will be there, and I will have comment forms. If you don't feel like making public comments, you can write it down and give it to me. I will have some handouts there in regards to what the county has done, as minimal as it has been, but I will have that there to hand out as well, so that you'll have a picture as to where we are. And I don't know if either of you are going to attend, but I will be there, and I will also have the planning director, community development planning director, will be with me in Wolf Creek. I don't know if you're available tomorrow night, but I know you'll be with me in Wolf Creek. So you may be able to ask other questions, and certainly she will be getting information firsthand. So we are trying to facilitate an industry that is not new to Josephine County. But the regulation and the voters' opinions are new, and that's what we're just trying to envelop into this process of a new industry in Josephine County. And I want to assure you that as far as the concerns expressed here that we're trying to tax or regulate medical marijuana, that is not the case. We have very little authority as a county on medical marijuana. And for the reason as stated by a couple of people, it is under the medical program of the Oregon Health Authority. And that also adds to the confusion. There's the Oregon Health Authority for the medical marijuana. There's the OLCC for the recreational. And then, of course, the hemp industry has been mentioned as the Department of Agriculture. So there's a lot of entities that are involved in all this various cannabis type of things. I think I touched on this in regards to my longevity on the board. Someone said something about, you know, the next day you disappear. Well, I guarantee you I'll not be disappearing.
I have been active in my community since I've been here now for about 27 years. I intend to continue to be. And the reason for my leaving is not some nefarious thing or opting out of any obligation. It has to do with my husband's retiring September 1st. And when he decided to retire, I said, okay, then I will too, so that we can devote our time to the travel and our grandchildren and to be able to do the projects in our community that mean a lot to us. So as long as I'm in this office and you're paying me to be in this office, I will do my job the best of my ability. And I tell you what, I'm probably doing more now because there's a lot of things I want to see through and that I want to get done, and I'm trying to accommodate as many people as I can who contact me for assistance. So I will keep doing that. Yes, sir.
Because it has been raised several times, the places, the meetings for these marijuana, what's the name of it?
Planning for the future.
Planning ahead. And tomorrow, 6-9, the meeting is going to be at Williams. On 6, next week, this following week, 6-14, is going to be held in Wolf Creek. 6-23 is going to be right here at the Ann Basker. And then in Cave Junction, going to be at 6-28 in the county building on June 28th.
So thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Hick. Appreciate that. Okay. All right. I will entertain a motion on item 1A, which is the resolution 2016-042.
Madam Chair, I'd move for approval of item 1A.
And I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay, being none, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Item 1B, approval of order number 2016-020. The matter of administrative policies and procedures for Josephine County for the purpose of conducting business on a daily basis. This is a personnel policy change.
And I would move for approval of item 1B.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and I'd just like to make one comment here. Someone said something about that we were on the elected officials compensation committee, and we were not. We're on the planning committee, but I mean, excuse me, on the budget committee, planning meeting, on the budget committee, but we are not on the elected officials compensation committee. That's a separate committee that was selected through our HR department, and we have no contact with them and no control over that meeting, so, or the meetings if they have more than one. Okay, item 1C. Did I say motion carries on 1B? Okay. Item 1C, approval of order number 2016-021 in the matter of reconstruction of the intersection of Hugo Road and Three Pines Road.
And Madam Chair, I'll move for approval of item 1C.
I'll second that, with the full measure of the motion being the approval of a temporary road closure. We're not approving this road construction element. That's already been done.
Pardon me. Thank you. Clarification. Excuse me. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Item 1D.
And I'll move for approval of item 1D, the Economic Development Grant Agreement with Rogue Community College Small Business Development Center, SBDC, and the Illinois Valley 2010 Community Response Team, doing business as the Illinois Valley Community Development Organization, IVCDO.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No.
No. Okay. Roll call, please.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Do we have any other business from the board tonight?
I do not.
Not me.
Okay. Do we have any other matters from commissioners? Okay. All right.
I had one.
Commissioner Heck.
The idea of getting things ready, June 18th, is down in Williams, the market calendar, Saturday, June 18th. They're going to have an evening of food, fun, and music at the Williams Grange. The price is on a sliding scale, $20 to $10 on a sliding scale. They're going to be showing the Behind the Emerald Curtain, and that was shown at the Siskiyou Film Festival in Grants Pass this year. The film exposes harm to people, fish, wildlife, and water quality under Oregon's current rules for logging on private timberlands. So if you have an interest in that, you might get a hold of WilliamsCommunityForestProject.org and find out any details. And today we received from the Chamber of Commerce has done a great favor to us in Josephine County. They have been inserting profiles on Josephine County, and the one this month is Rob Brandis, and he is the Public Works Director. Just to get to know who he is a little bit, and they do this on their own. They don't charge us to do it at all. But it's an excellent little blurb on who Rob is and what he does, and you can find that in the Chamber's monthly newsletter that they put out.
Okay, thank you. I'd just like to say plan ahead. Labor Day weekend, September 3rd, there will be the airport days out at the Josephine County Grants Pass Airport out in Merlin. The first year we had several hundred people. Last year there were like 2,000 people. And this year we expect a really good crowd also, and there's all kinds of shows that go on out there, air shows with miniature aircraft and Anyway, they come out of the helicopters on. Can't remember
those guys.
Anyway, but it's really and they have some flyovers of some of the old aircraft, some antique aircraft, and then they have the static display of some of the old aircraft or some of the helm-built aircraft. And there's also going to be a car show, which was very successful last year. So if you're into old cars, there's going to be a fabulous car show out there as well. It's a great day of fun, so bring the family and come on out. There's food booths there. You can stay and spend the whole day. It's a lot of fun. And any other events? Okay. All right. We are adjourned at 6:51, and thank you all for being here.